The police shooting took place less than a mile away from the Republican National Convention, where thousands of officers have convened from across the country, as far as California, to provide additional security. Officials say five Columbus, Ohio police officers and a group of 13 on bicycle shot Samuel Sharp dead, a 43-year-old homeless black veteran wielding two small knives. They released 45 seconds of one officer's body cam footage.
He's got a knife. Yes, he does.
Hey! Hey! Stop! Drop the door!
It shows officers talking when one of them identifies a man, saying he's got a knife about 150 yards away. The officers immediately pull out their guns and start yelling, "Drop the knife," as they run to the scene, where two black men are standing face to face, one with two small objects in his hands, then appears to lower them, then leans towards the other black man, and officers open fire, unleashing a hail of bullets, firing dozens of times.
Drop the knife now!
Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman said at a news conference Sharp had a knife in each hand and refused police commands.
And charged at the other individual with the knives. At this time, several officers discharged their firearms, subsequently striking the suspect.
Say his name!
Samuel Sharp!
Justice for
Samuel Sharp!
Say his name!
Samuel Sharp!
Milwaukee residents and activists quickly converged on the site of the shooting, many of them outraged that out-of-town police for the convention shot and killed a local man.
Racism means we got to fight back! Racism means we got to fight back!
They marched and rallied at King Park, where police killed Sharp.
They have no business in our community if they do not respect the people that live here. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Maria Hamilton, who lost her son to police violence 10 years ago, was one of the speakers.
They had no business in this car. Yes. Milwaukee Police Department, the city of Milwaukee, should have had a space for them in their Palermo for them to meet. Not in our community. No. We're not involved with that. If you do not know what policies and procedures are in the city of Milwaukee, we do not want you here. I know we still got another 72 hours of this invasion. Do what you came to do and get the hell out of our town.
Later Tuesday night, about 100 people held a nighttime vigil in March, pausing for a moment of silence at the blood-stained spot where Sharp was killed. Cavalier Johnson, Milwaukee mayor, is now pledging an investigation. He made the public statement today.
I was saddened by the death yesterday afternoon as a result of a officer-involved shooting. No one wanted this outcome, and I anticipate a full as well as thorough investigation. The deceased individual had family, had friends, and my thoughts certainly are with them. My thoughts are also with the police officers from Columbus, Ohio. I'm sure they did not expect to be drawn into a tragic situation such as the one that they were involved in yesterday. The information we have leaves a clear impression that these Columbus officers, they saved the life of an unarmed man from death or perhaps serious injury.
I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.